This is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
We are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
So today's episode is going to be about how we slay our day.
Boom. How we slay. I slay all the time.
Okay. Getting things done, checking things off.
Yes. So, do you want to go first, or how are we going to explain this?
You could go first.
Okay. So, how do I slay the day? So, I'm thinking about my most productive days in my planner, and I always come to just kind of seeing how my planner is checked off, whether it's highlighted, all these different things that make it look productive. But that doesn't always mean that it is the most productive day.
Right. So
when I think about my actual productive days, I usually have a notebook the day before, writing out my goals for the week, thinking about how I want to spend my time, thinking about the most important things throughout the week and how I can make them happen, who I want to spend time with, just kind of thinking about my values the day before. And so when I do that, I list out my roles. What have I committed to? What roles do I play in my life? And so I split those up, and not to like compartmentalize my life, but more so just kind of see what tasks fall under what role, if that makes sense. So I can feel like I'm being productive in every part of my life instead of like focusing on one thing. Like I'm a shop owner, and if most of my to-dos are, you know, just for the shop, then at the end of the week I might not feel satisfied because I haven't done a lot of the to-dos or the different goals for my other parts of my life.
Right.
So I just list those out, write those to-dos, and I go to my planner, and usually I'll pick an hourly view of the week, which, man, there are so many, but there's so many options. But my favorite is like, I don't know, it's my favorite is being able to see the entire week with all of the times for the week. So if you can find that view, if this works for you, then let me know. But so I look at the week, and then I place those important but not super urgent things on the schedule, basically. So okay. For instance, I always think about not important, not urgent, important, urgent, all of those different quadrants of time. And I think we talked about this before, but, and I'm sure we're going to do an episode on it later, but just in general, a lot of times we spend time doing things that are urgent and also important, or we do things that, I mean, we neglect things that are not very urgent, but they're super important. Like meal planning is something that is important, but it's like you don't have to do it. Nobody's going to hurt you if you don't meal plan. Nothing bad is going to happen right now if you don't meal plan. But then by the end of the week or by the end of the month, you're like, oh, crap, I spent, you know, $600 on food going out to eat because I didn't meal plan. And then it can become one of those crisis situations.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I'm ranting, but let me keep going. Let me finish.
No.
So, after that, like after I put those important but not so urgent things on the schedule, the other things fall into place. Like, I have to do this or that or whatever tasks, I have to do. I just kind of like make time for them on the schedule so that I can have a time zone where I do it. Then when I think about, after I do my whole weekly view, I think about the next day, and I don't do this all the time, but a lot of times I'll do like a list for the specific day. Like just this past Sunday or Monday, actually. That was super productive. Last Monday, I wrote out a list of things, and let me look at it. I wrote out a list of things, like my top three things that I want to get done. I wrote out a list of the things that I want to get done, but they might not have a specific time I need to get it done. And literally, after I wrote out that list, after I put them with my roles and my goals and all that stuff, then I relaxed. Like, I literally just watched a movie with Dom, and we just hung out. And then the next morning, I got up, and I kind of tried to do my morning routine, which I think everybody needs a morning routine. I haven't laid out mine yet, and maybe we should do an episode on that.
An evening routine.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like, there's this whole book on morning routines and this whole video about how important morning routines and evening routines are. But yeah, I woke up, I tried to do like a morning routine, and then I started to get to my to-do list. And yeah, that's really what I did. And each thing, when I got to something I really didn't want to do, I was like, you know what, let me start this timer for 25 minutes and just do something. And I set my timer, and then, yeah, I just did it. Like, it really wasn't I didn't have to, like, build up motivation for it because I was prepped and I knew exactly what I was going to do. And that 25 minutes kind of put a fire under my butt, like, you need to do this now, and hopefully you can be done by the 25 minutes.
Yes. So, totally agree with the whole night routine and looking at lists or making your list for the day prior.
Mm-hmm.
This is also more stuff. The last episode, I talked about how there's all these different things that I didn't believe in, but now I'm doing them.
Uh-huh.
And looking at my list and trying to look at stuff at night, I guess. Look at my list of what I need to do at night. And then it prepares you for the next day. Like, it's already in your head and in your mind to do. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why I started planning my chores, like writing them down. Because the night before, when I look at my planner and, you know, you look at what meal you're supposed to make the next day, you look at all these things that you're supposed to, you know, do for your next day, your mind is already prepared for it. You're already thinking about it. And so when you go to work, you come home, you know, you're cooking what dinner, you know, you can have either if you have that family members at home before you arrive, you know, they can be taking out the meat, you know, or starting to prep things. Sometimes I'll have the kids do that or Marcus do that. And then also like your chore for the day, like, you know, you go home and you know you're going to have to vacuum that evening, or you know you're going to have to clean bathrooms or something that evening. And it just kind of sets you up, and you're already motivated to do it because you're already prepared. Like, your mind is already prepared to do those things. So I love, like, doing the whole listing thing the night before, or looking at my planner the night before. And there's a lot of people who have said this before, like looking at your planner, keeping it on your nightstand or something, and looking at it the night before to get it ready. I just have never tried it until recently. And it actually make a huge difference. And we really did have a productive Sunday and Monday this week. This past week, we did have a 3-day weekend, and I really wanted to do some stuff around the house, make a list, find it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have it somewhere. And it's funny, like when Marcus and I first started dating some years ago, and I was always like, he'd always come over and he would see, you know, my planner stuff all spread out on the table, or he'd see all these stickers and pens and stuff. He's like, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. Well, now we've been together for a little over 4 years. And now he's like, do you want to get your list, or do you have your list ready for what we're going to do tomorrow? Or do you have your list ready for all the places we have to go tomorrow?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he's like all into it. I was like, you used to tease me about this, and now look at you. it's so crazy. So my to-do list, and I have these old Target sticky notes. I think I got them on clearance a few years ago, but it has this big old to-do, and then there's lines or whatever on it. So some of my to-dos this past week were like, you know, running to Target to get gift cards, Starbucks to get gift cards. I had to do the post office, protein treatment for my hair, meal planning, and weekly planning. And then I used our phone because both of us were going to be running errands together, and he's not a paper planner by all means. Sometimes he'll write stuff down, but it's always like on an envelope or something. It's never like in a notebook or anything like that. But some of the stuff that I put on the list for us to do was like go to the grocery store. And, you know, on iPhone, I don't know how it is with an Android. I've never used that on an Android. But on an iPhone, you can set a reminder and it will remind you when you're leaving a certain place.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of me having to tell him every time we got in back in the car, okay, we need to go to Target. Okay, we need to go to Starbucks. Okay, we need to go to Sam's Club. He could get the notification on his phone too. So I did these little reminders in the phone that were both, it's a shared list. And I put Dylan's North, that's just the Dylan's we go to. And then I put the notification will be given when we're leaving Starbucks. And then going to Starbucks once we're leaving Sam's and whatever. So every place we went, then you would get a notification when we were leaving that place of the next place we had to go. And so I didn't forget, because I'm terrible at that. Like, I'll have this whole list in my head of all these different places that I'm gonna go, and then when I get home I'm like, oh dang, I forgot to go to Target, or I forgot to go to Dollar Tree or something like that.
Yeah,
because we live kind of far out from everything. It's like 15-20 minute drive to get to all the stores from where we live. And so he's like, what, why didn't you have a list? Or why didn't you put it on your list? So yeah, lists are helpful and very productive. We were able to get everything done. I was doing projects around the house. I was able to get everything on my list. I actually completed, like, I'll say 1.5 to maybe 2.5 things that I wanted to complete as far as house projects with the things that we bought. And then my meal planning, when we went to the grocery store, this is always fun, like Kroger shoppers, when you get the money off or change off or the e-coupons or whatever. Sometimes I do try to shop the ads or whatever, but I really, it's iffy. It depends, like when there's a meat sale or something like that, then I'll shop from the list. But this week they were having like a lot of cereal and snacks and stuff on sale, and fruit. So then I usually stock up. That's when I stock up and buy a lot of those things. So as far as the meal planning, you know, I have my list together. And once we got to the checkout, I think our total was like 140 something. And it went down to like $108. And so he was able to see those savings come off.
Oh wow.
And I never punch it in or swipe the card or anything until at the end, because I just want to see the dollar amount. Like, I just need to see it in action, even though it's not already, I just want to see it. So he's standing there, and then, you know, you put in your member number or whatever, and you see all those savings is just trickling off. And so he was able to see that. He was like, oh dang, you know. So it's exciting. And it's kind of been one of those things, since he's off on weekends now, that he's able to participate in the meal planning, the grocery shopping and things like that. And I don't feel like I'm doing it all, because, you know, I was doing it on weekends or trying to work around his off day schedule. But it's nice to have Sundays off. We can do all those errands before the week and having lists.
Yeah. So yeah. That's how you slay the day?
That's how I slayed it.
And so how do you usually end the slay day? Because, like, I'm thinking about how I end the slay day, and it usually ends in, like, eating some ice cream or watching a movie or just, like, kind of hanging out.
Okay. So how I end my slay day, let's see if I can find that list in here somewhere. But I'll just tell you, I usually try to read something to kind of calm myself down. And right now I'm finishing up Girl Wash Your Face.
I need that book.
That book is so funny. Yeah, I have to share it. I have it on my Kindle. I didn't buy the paper copy, but I have it on my Kindle. But she cracks me up. Like, I'm literally laying in bed in the dark reading on the Kindle and busting up. So right now I'm reading that. I also try to do my scripture reading. I'm doing that 52-week Bible in a year plan, and it's just actually from inside of my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that. So I read, I do washing my face, and I've started doing this because I was having really bad peeling, and I can't really say that my skin is dry, so I don't know where these flakes were coming from, but they were driving me crazy. And then I was getting blemishes. And I've never really dealt with acne until I got into my 30s, which is so weird. I don't understand. But anyway, I've started washing my face. I've started using the Soap and Glory because it looked cute at Target. So, I've been using Soap and Glory. And my friend made up some, we had a play date a couple weeks ago, and she gave me this shea butter mixed stuff, and it's different oils and whatever in it. And so that night when I came home and washed my face, I just put that on my face for my moisturizer at night. And oh my gosh, like the next day I did have some blemishes, and the next day they were like shrunk and disappearing. So I've been doing it now for 2 weeks, and that's a huge difference. And it's just some stuff she whipped up in her kitchen.
Ooh, I'm gonna check her out. Because right? My skin is bougie. Like, every time I try to get something from Target, I literally broke out this week because I was like, ooh, let me try, you know, the $10 face wash at Target. But, like, my face wash that I use regularly is, like, $25, and it's so small, but it works.
Right. Oh, I hear you.
So I used
to use Clinique all the time, and it would last a long time because you didn't need a whole lot. But like, my kids started playing sports and, you know, getting older, and their clothes cost more and shoes cost more, and buying houses. So Clinique and all that is not in the budget. So I had
on the back burner.
Yeah. At least for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But I've tried this Soap and Glory, and they sell it at Ulta too, so you can get like discounted whatever. And then, you know, I wash my face. I have been trying to work out daily and close my Apple Rings. Lord Jesus. I just forget, and especially like sometimes when you're looking at this stupid Apple Watch, the activity rings, and it looks like you just had a super productive day. You know, you stood every hour, or you know, at work, I have a desk job now, so I'm not on my feet all the time. So I'm like, yeah, I've been moving around every hour. And then you look and it's like, oh, you were idle for 4 hours. I'm like, what? Yeah, just because you don't do it when it wants you to do it. But anyway. Work on that this month. My goal is to close all rings. But yesterday, yeah, I had one of those idle hours that I thought was taken care of. And we were busy yesterday. We went walking and everything. Marcus never wants to go out and walk with me. And we went walking and everything. So yeah, I thought we walked for about an hour. So I really thought all of my rings were going to be closed. And then I got home and I had like a whole hour. I wasn't going to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning. But that's another thing, is getting on my treadmill here at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Our gym now is like 20 minutes away. Ugh. So.
Yeah.
Going. It's rough.
Gyms. Ugh.
Yeah, it's rough. I'm just grateful that we have a treadmill and that we were blessed to be able to have one in the house. And so I go down there and do my little 30-minute run, go upstairs, wash my face, take my shower, wrap my hair up, and lay down and read.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's kind of my nightly routine. Yeah, and I'm trying to get Marcus to get into the Bible reading plan with me. but he thinks I'm going to go crazy on him because he has something. He said, I don't have any patience, which he knows me well.
So, yeah, I need to get my nightly routine together. I need to figure out what I want to do, like how I want to spend the time. But I'll figure it out.
And you know, I did a list to begin with this because I had no idea where to start. And there are some good people on Instagram to follow with like nightly routines, or they have like weekly routines or different routines. And it kind of gave me an idea. And I'm like, well, I don't do this thing, but I do that thing. So I had a whole list of things that I could possibly do. You know, and the kids go to bed in the evening, and so the house is really quiet. Marcus might be downstairs or at work in the evening time, so I have that time by myself and the dog, who won't go away. So I'm usually reading or doing something quiet just to calm myself down. I light a candle. I forgot where I got that tip from, to like light a candle and sit down and read at least an hour, or you know, if you have an hour, or if you have 30 minutes or something, just to read. And by the time you like read, and you know, you're sitting down comfortable, you won't even realize that a whole hour has already passed.
I know that's the hard part for me, just doing it. As soon as I start reading, like, I will wait. I will look up, and it's, like, 5 a.m. That's my downfall. So I have to read something, like, that's not super exciting, because I will read forever.
And that's another thing. Like, when I first started that Girl Go Wash Your Face book, I wanted to read the whole thing, like, in one night. And I was like, nope. You have treadmill that you still need to do. You have your hair you need to put up. Because I'm notorious for when I'm sleepy, I go lay down in the bed.
Yep.
Like, Marcus is like, I don't know how you just get in the bed and go right to sleep. And I don't have to think about it. When I get in that bed, I'm out. So I'm notorious for like, okay, I'm sleepy, I'm going to lay down. I could care less what is done. You know, as long as the door's locked, or I'll just, I mean, set the alarm and I'm laid out.
Right. So
to make sure I do those things when I still have some energy or still feel like, you know, let me get it done.
You know, it's crazy because I am not like, as soon as I get in the bed, I just kind of like relax and chill the whole time.
Oh, you sound like my doctor. Jaina's like, so that. Lay here, and I'm like, what?
I just lay there and like just do stuff on my phone, and I shouldn't have my phone in the bed because that's not good for you, apparently.
Yeah, a bad habit of mine, but I read on it, so
yeah.
And you remember my whole like lay the phone down at 9:30? Yeah, that's a fail. Yeah, I don't text anybody or communicate with anybody. But I might scroll Instagram and look at ideas and screenshot some ideas that I might want to do or check out the next day. But to start like putting the phone down at 9:30 and like totally putting it down and just read on my actual Kindle with no communication, no, you know, social media.
Yeah, I hear you on that. So let's recap for them about what we both do, because we have some similarities in what we did to slay the day. So together, we both, the day before, we made a list, right?
Right.
We made a list of things that we have to do for the next day. We spent time thinking it through. And then the morning of, whatever that routine looks like, it should include reviewing that list, or reviewing what you have to do for the day, right?
Right.
And you said something that was really cool, set reminders. I like that. I should actually set a reminder to check my planner, because sometimes, like, I like walk around all day and I'm like, oh, you know, my pretty plant is sitting, but I should have been looking at it. So I think that's a really good idea, setting reminders.
That is a reminder. Like when I get to work, it says, look at your affirmations / plan.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, and then I take my lunch break the same time every day unless someone is on vacation. So during mm-hmm. that, I like to review what I need to do in the evening. So I'll look at it. I have a reminder to look at it, you know, about 12:15, because by that time I already have my lunch. I'm wherever I'm going to sit at for lunch.
Yeah.
So most days I do review it at lunch. And yeah, and then in the evening time, I'm trying to fit that into a routine. But yeah, I have my work bag in my bedroom now. I used to just leave it in the living room, but I have it in the bedroom now, and I try to look at those things when I get up.
I like that. I think that's awesome because, like, you know, when you think of little kids, and, like, it's so hard for them to do transitions. Like, it's yeah. so hard for them to transition from one activity to the next, and I think that it kind of stays with us. Like a lot of times it's hard for us to transition from one place or one situation to the next uh-huh. without feeling a little discombobulated. So I think that's a really good idea to check your planner or check your list when you make a transition in the day. So you know what's happening in this next, you know, this next right. set of activities. That's really
and
cool.
You're prepared for it and already like, you know, it's in your mind.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So the last thing was a reward / routine. So I want to speak on this reward real quick because I have ruined my days. Like I have slayed one day and like sucked on the next day because when I do my reward, if I get out of hand and I don't have self-control and I forget my night routine or forget to like take care of myself and continue to do what I did that day, like review my list and all that stuff, then mm-hmm. the next day is kind of crappy. Mm-hmm. Like for real. Yeah. No kidding. I'm just real honest. I slayed the day on Monday uh-huh. and then I was like so excited. I got all this stuff done. I'm like, let me relax. Let me chill. Let me start this green leaf. Lord have mercy. And I literally stayed up watching it for hours and hours and hours, and I didn't go to bed like until I don't even know, but it was super late. And
from you, it was like 5:30. It was like girl stay up till 5:30, or is she waking up at 5:30?
I don't know what I was doing at 5:30. I was probably going to the bedroom after falling asleep on the couch. But yes, I ruined the next day after that because I didn't follow up. So just right. stay strong with your nightly routine. Have some self-control. If you want to reward yourself, then by all means do so. But don't get crazy because right. you'll mess up the day. And it'll, you won't keep momentum.
Sometimes I feel like my reward is being able to check stuff off. I don't know. I just really love being able to check stuff off my list.
Yeah.
Mark through it like, oh, look at this completed list, you know?
Yes.
Like, all this stuff done.
That is seriously your personality. Like, it's so fitting.
I just love to check it off.
My personality, my reward is let me just bask in not having to be responsible for anything or anybody.
Yes, I hear you.
For as long as possible.
Right. That is too funny. We need to do a show on personalities because I think that's really important in the planet community, especially when people are trying to figure out what works best for them. Because honestly, like, I didn't really fully know what worked for me. I knew what I liked and I knew, you know, what I kind of needed. But until I really looked at my personality in different places, like there's one about the MBTI, am I saying that right? And then there's another one where it's like the obliger, the Pfizer, whatever that one is. I forget what it's called. But both of those are really, really good to figure out what you need for your planner to work for you, or like what you need in your life, period, works for you, so you can get the most out of everything.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, those are, I'll either post them on the Instagram or make a story or something about those things, but they're really good resources just to kind of figure out what you need, especially if you're in a place where you don't know what you need. You feel like there's too much decorating. You feel like, yeah, you just have this planner and for what?
Right.
Been there. MJ's been there. And we basically both of us kind of took everything out, went back to basics. It was like paper and pencil or paper and pen. Wrote things down, and then we slowly started adding stuff back.
Yes.
But also knowing like what your personality needs for productivity.
Yep. Yeah. Boom. I agree. I feel like that should be a whole series because there are so many and so many different, so much different information. But
right. I love that.
Yes. I love it. All right. Do we have anything else we need to, you know, let them know how we slay our days? And
No, that's it. Nope. That's a whole lot. I mean, we gave a whole lot.
Yeah. And I feel like I was talking extremely fast in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. But whatever. I'm sure you guys can slow it down or speed it up or whatever you want.
No.
So, Yes. Well, thanks for listening.
Yes. Thanks for listening as always. Bye. Yes.
Bye.